This is it. Our favourite time of the week. This is Triple M Footy.
Try to the Warriors.
The Knights on the attack.
Here come the Titans.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Triple M Footy.
Oh, man. If only we had cameras in here when Jacko's in here. Our first week of the finals. Jacko, hello, mate.
G'day, boys. How are we going?
Yeah, good.
It's lucky it's radio and not TV.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. After we just saw.
I don't think anybody would be ready for seeing you do what you just did off here. Anyway.
You're not taping this anyway,
no,
is it?
No.
I don't know about you, Bear.
Oh, no, mate. There's nothing wrong with that. How good is this?
Finals. Eight teams left, and there can only be one.
Dave's team's not one of those, though.
Well, let's get it over and done with.
Right, the West Tigers got bashed by Cronulla.
Yeah.
Didn't want to play.
But it was just the last half, like the second half.
Yeah, damn shame half. We've got to play 2 hours of football, eh?
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. But let's get... They're gone. They've all had mad Mondays. They're all still probably a little bit... they would have been hungover still.
Yeah. Yes. But this weekend is just going to be an absolute thriller, and it starts tonight, doesn't it? No, tomorrow night. Rabbitohs versus the Roosters. You've gone the Rabbitohs to knock off the Chooks.
Yeah, I'm going to go for an... Well, I believe that would be an upset because the Roosters have been travelling well all year.
Well, it was only a couple of weeks ago that they beat him as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, they did too.
So there you go.
And a little psychological advantage.
Yes.
What do you reckon? Let's go to the Rabbitohs. Wayne Bennett, he does something to players without even talking to them. He just looks.
Do you think he's intimidating?
No, that's how high on the pedestal you put Wayne Bennett.
Yeah.
When you're a player, he's forgotten more about the game than you know.
Wow.
And Wayne Bennett doesn't say anything. He just looks. So he's got you thinking straight away. He's got you analysing what you're about.
Yeah.
So what have I done? What have I done wrong? What have I done wrong? What have I got to do right?
It's the mum look.
That's it.
That's what it is, yeah.
Righto, go, Mr. Bennett.
Two games on Saturday. You've gone the Green Machine, the Raiders, to knock off the Storm down at Amy Stadium.
Well, once again, the psychological thing, I'm hoping. I know we didn't finish well with the Warriors beating us. And I sent Ricky a text last night, and I said, this is my psychological spiel, Ricky. I said, you can say too much to a player to strengthen them, and it can weaken them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think too much about it rather than just psyching themselves. You know, who do you say more to? Which player do you say more to? Which player do you say not enough to?
Yep.
You know, it's a balance. People think coaches are just there to teach them moves. No, the players know their lines and know how to play the game. The coach is just there to people manage. He's there to get you in the right zone, to get you in the right space. So this is where the coach comes into the game, semi-finals football.
The other game on Saturday, you've gone the Sharks to take on Manly.
Well, Manly, an understrength side, you know, and we keep Tommy Turbo when you're without that man. And the Sharks were looking good on the weekend, weren't they?
Oh,
Shut up. Yeah. So Sharks have just got that X factor. You just don't know. So I'm going with the Sharks, definitely.
You're killing me, Jack. Hey?
And our last Queensland side in the comp with the Bronx and the Eels.
Yeah, and you've gone the Eels on that one.
Yeah, Eels nearly got on the other. You know, that was the golden point, wasn't it? The one point there.
I think it might have been,
Yeah, and that was at Suncorp.
Here's a question for you. Who do you think is going to be the grand final?
Well,
we said this last week.
It's better than guessing halfway through the year. Like, it's only one out of eight teams now, I'm going to say the Raiders because I've had a word to Mr. Todd Greenberg, and he said that if the Raiders make this grand final, I'm pretty sure that we can do something with that 89 grand final. Wouldn't that be just awesome? So I also said in that text last night to Ricky.
Maybe we get you dressed up as you were before and reenact it. That famous try
mullet,
again.
Mullet and all.
I've also said to Ricky, at the end of this text I sent last night, Ricky, I've worn my number 20 Woodrow Canberra Raiders jersey once. Please make this grand final so I can wear it twice. I will wear it on the day.
I reckon they're going to get there.
Storm and Raiders.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see, but I just hope the Raiders are won. You know what? Storm have been so great all the way through the year, and we say that they're going to be hard to to toss because, but you know, I'm going to go to the Rabbitohs and the Raiders.
Oh,
here
all
we
right.
go.
You can get those
bring back the 80s.
Oh my God, on the website, triplem.com.au.
Retro grand final.
Jacko, thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, boys.
And don't forget, you can hear Jacko on my podcast as well. It's called Behind the Name, only on triplem.com.au. Jay and Dave in the morning.